Welcome to our last episode before Ramadan of The Y Factor. It's Miran and Tasneem here today, and it's the 28th of July.
As joining me on The Y Factor is Altug and Ali from the Harun Yahya Tour. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, okay, Ali, we'll start with you. Can you just tell me the background of the Harun Yahya Tour, just for our listeners who don't know?
Well, Harun Yahya is a pen name, in fact. His real name is Adnan Oktar.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Turkish scholar, devoted Muslim,
mm-hmm.
Who was born in 1956 in Ankara, Turkey. And starting from the years 1979, he devoted himself to communicate Islam. And so far, more than 32 years, he succeeded to write more than 300 books.
SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah. More than 200 documentary films. So far, many websites, more than 800, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They've been built along with his works.
So I believe the majority part of his works is about the scientific aspect of...
Not the majority, no. I mean, some of them are faith-related.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are science-related issues, like the refutation of Darwinism. Or the miracles in the living things.
That's right.
Evidences for creation, like the miracle of the ant, or the creation of the universe, or the creation of man, for example.
So those scientific aspects is trying to explore faith in a scientific way, is that right?
Definitely. Generally, when you watch a documentary film in National Geographic, for
mm-hmm.
example, they tell about, you know, how beautiful are animals and the way they live, their social life.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, they make this conclusion, well, look at how Mother Nature created them. So
mm-hmm.
this is just a deception. It is not correct. So the way how Harun Yahya explains the beautiful aspects of living things
mm-hmm.
is to explain them, and in the end, where you have to comment, Harun Yahya says, Allah created it, mashallah, supported with the Quranic verses.
That's
inshallah.
Right. So it's a intelligent design / creationism theory mm-hmm. of science.
Okay. Intelligent design is something else. It's another concept that
mm-hmm.
we have to distinguish. First of all, Allah doesn't need any design to create something. Allah just creates with his word be.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah doesn't need to...
Like a template.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't need to pre-process.
That's right.
For the creation. Allah creates in a way for humanity to think that there might be a design in that.
That's
inshallah.
Right. Okay.
So Allah created with his word be. So intelligent design is another movement, something else,
mm-hmm.
originated from United States. So it doesn't have anything to do with the Harun Yahya works. Harun Yahya works are pure creation, inshallah, based on pure the idea of creation, inshallah.
Okay, so in your view, is evolution not allowed in Islam, or how does that work?
Evolution, from the very start to the end, is just a lie. It's just a pagan religion, not supported with any scientific evidence whatsoever. So it doesn't have any scientific credibility. It is supported by forgeries, and it is supported by some kind of psychological deceptive techniques. And it is supported by the overall worldwide atheist and materialist academic monarchy. So this is why, although... We 100%, you know, believe in creation. You cannot mention that in the universities.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my country, I don't know what's going on here.
Yep.
But in Turkey, in a biology class, you cannot mention about creation. You can't say that I believe in the theory of evolution.
It's just not accepted socially.
You can't pass your class.
That's right.
It. You're just dismissed. Similarly, the academicians, they are expelled from their work when they have to defend creation reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, the length of the interview, it doesn't have the scope of going into details. But you said, for example, evolution is a lie, right? For the majority of our audience at university, at schools, they're learning biology based on Darwinism, based on the evolution theory,
yeah.
right? If they want to seek more information about this, and they want these ideas, you know, they want to critically analyze them, where should they go?
Harun Yahya has many books about the topic,
mm-hmm.
more than 25 books. Their levels are different. There are some books for the beginners.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there are some books for the advanced biology teachers or people who wants to debate.
So this has full evidence and no rhetoric, like full evidence
Definitely,
from
yeah.
the science
full,
field.
Full, pure evidence. When they visit HarunYahya.com,
mm-hmm.
there are different categories.
Yep.
And inside that, they can see Darwinism
mm-hmm.
and the refutation of Darwinism. On the other hand, there are unique websites dedicated for the refutation of theory of evolution, like DarwinismWatch.com.
Mm-hmm.
So when they visit, especially DarwinismWatch.com, they can see updated information on a daily basis. For example, their answers to different media like BBC or American Institute of Creation Evolution, something mm-hmm. like that. Turkish media as well. So those information are quite updated, so mm-hmm. they can follow this.
Speaking of updated information, I believe that the Harun Yahya team sent a whole bunch of the Atlas of Creation to institutions. Can you tell me something about that incident?
More than 200,000 copies were distributed all around the world, including United States and Europe. In Europe, to France, to UK, Italy, Germany.
What was the aim behind that?
The aim is to show people that there hasn't been any change within species. Like you see an animal, a dragonfly, for example, mm-hmm. and you see its fossil, which is like aged like more than 100 million years, mm-hmm. and you see it's identical. There is no change at all, which means it's a perfect proof to show people that there hasn't been change, any evolution in the past whatsoever.
Was there any reaction received from the...
Oh, yeah. The French media was like, they were like shouting. They were yelling out. There was, it's like an earthquake to our system, of to our ideology. It's like an atomic bomb that was put into our system. So all the media, like the major newspapers and the major agencies, mm-hmm. media agencies, mm-hmm. they reported just like a disaster.
Did you at least get a reaction from Richard Dawkins, who happens to be the father of atheism at the moment?
Richard Dawkins, of course, is an atheist. We have been inviting him for debate to Turkey, or we can go. You know, we published advertisings in the major UK newspapers. Dear Mr. Richard Dawkins, we are willing to host you in Turkey, and we're going to cover all your costs.
What did he say?
Yep. And you're going to stay in a 7-star hotel. You're going to be perfectly comfortable and fully secured.
Yep.
We want you to debate mm-hmm. Mr. Harun Yahya in a major TV channel.
That's right. That's okay? Right. Yep.
The answer was always no.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, you know, and not only, you know, hosting him in Turkey, but we said in that same advertising, we said that we can come to UK as well if you want.
Just I mean, to have this debate.
We can debate you there. You
know, and he refused.
In your university, in your house, wherever you want.
Yep.
You know? He just refused. He's inviting clerics. He's debating students.
Mm-hmm.
He's debating to some people that he can see that he can dominate. But he can't debate Harun Yahya.
All right. Well, speaking of Turkey, Altug, you were saying that in your belief that Turkey is, as we know it, it's a very, very established secular country, right? One of the most staunch secular countries on earth. How did the movement begin in Turkey, and how has it come so far in a country that is supposed to reject the idea of God, the idea of, you know, creationism and things like that?
Actually, thank you for inviting us. Turkey is a very important corner, I mean a center, an Islamic center actually, when you go back in time, because Ottoman culture, Ottoman is not the best model of Muslim understanding or moral values, but still in history, Turkey was the leader of the
Islam. That's right, the legitimate base of Islam, that's right.
Yeah, Islamic world. Yep. So that's why Europeans, I mean the atheistic world, see Turkey is a kind of a bomb ready to explode or to collapse the atheism or the westernizing culture. So they were trying to keep Turkey always on sleep,
mm-hmm.
or like a person
like a drug.
It was like this. Then Turkey was so secular, but atheistic secular, not like a secularism in U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the freedom of thought, freedom of speech in Islamic way or in another way was forbidden, or legally you wouldn't be able to introduce Islam 20 years ago. But what Harun Yahya did, he came with a scientific argument, not with direct religious argument,
mm-hmm.
because it was so tough.
Because usually, you know, this is not my view, but usually people see religion as and science as paradoxical, like they just don't go together.
Yes.
So Harun Yahya showed that it does go together?
True. One of the most famous book of Harun Yahya is Quran leads the science, leads the way to science.
Mm-hmm.
So the works of Harun Yahya is just to show that the Quran or Islam leads the way to science. Because the miracles, scientific miracles in the Quran, as the Quran is not a book of science, but still
mm-hmm.
there are many, many, maybe more than 200 scientific miracles that show that the science is not leading the world, I mean leading the world to religion, but the religion, Islam,
mm-hmm.
is the unique and the only religion that leads to science. Harun Yahya brought an argument which is very scientific with the solid proofs, and he removed the deception. Illusion in Turkish, in Turkey, I mean. So when he started to debate against atheism in Turkey, based from the surveys, I mean, according to the surveys, 60% of Turkish population were evolutionist. Then he has brought the books in 1985, in 1986. The first book was The Evolution Deceit. And the other book was the Zionism and Freemasonry. This book also became so famous, but The Evolution Deceit have been distributed maybe 10 million copies free of charge to
in Turkey.
In Turkey.
What's the immediate effects of that?
Huge. I mean, it changed all the point, all the people's opinion about evolution theory. In the classrooms, high schools, universities, when the professors were only educating the biology with the evolution-based understanding, but it's changed their point of view also. And right now, the surveys are showing that the 97% of Turkish people are creationist. Wow. Only 3% left, 3 or 4% left. Yeah, evolutionist. And also the about the Atlas, one important thing is they take, I mean, the atheist world take this book very serious. Even Richard Dawkins.
The Atlas of Creation.
Yeah, yep. Because he takes the Atlas. We go to YouTube, you will see that. He takes it and 40 minutes he talks about Atlas. He takes it very serious.
So it's a legitimate challenge.
Yeah, of course. Yep. He tells to people that Harun Yahya is not, I'm not taking him so serious. He's not a scientist, he says, but 40 minutes he talks out of it. Another thing, after we have distributed these big books, I mean a very heavy one, the Atlas of Creation, is a collection of real fossils. I mean, in the world, there are 300 million fossils in all over the world that discovered. They all are the same as the living ones. Even one single of them are not
it's
the
not
transitional
transition species
form or the intermediate form. The concept is to show that every fossil are the same with the living ones, or some of them are extinct ones, but fully formed, perfectly created, no missing form, no mutated organs. So when we show the pictures, solid ones, and the stones, the real stones, everybody have to accept them, and they accept. That's why they are taking them so serious.
Seriously?
And European Parliament, first time in history, they gathered a commission. Just because of this book.
The repercussions of the Atlas of Creation.
Yes,
wow.
They made a meeting for 2 hours and 450 parliamenters came together. They made a commission to reply, to write an answer to the book. Because after this book, 2 months after, the students have started to talk about it and asking questions to their professors. And these are in the, there are links about in the websites. The professors cannot answer to them. There are solid proofs, evidences.
So it's not an emotional response. It's a scientific grounded evidence response to
and
atheism.
Harun Yahya have asked from the evolutionists to bring one single intermediate form of fossil.
And they haven't
that
been able to.
He will give $7 million.
Wow.
Yeah, US dollars to the person who will bring the fossil. But 3 years, nobody came. And then he replied, bring us one picture of an intermediate fossil, not a drawing. I mean, because the evolutionists are drawing.
That's right.
And they have some cartoons.
Based on imagination.
Yeah. I was in Melbourne Museum of the fossils. They have the same fossils of what we have, like the living fossils, so-called. And I've asked them the same question. What do you think? You know, these are the same with the living ones. They said to me that there are people who can answer you. And I went them and I've asked. They tell that there are people we can forward you, but no answer.
Yeah.
Still no answer. Yep. So it's a deception. And the concept became so successful in Turkey, changed the people's minds. So with other faithful believers in Turkey, in a very short period of time, people changed.
The discourse changed from atheism to creationism.
Yeah. Now, in the schools, the creationism is there, not legally, not in the curriculum, but is there.
And more than that, the president of the European Council, she took the book, The Atlas of Creation, in her hand and said that they banned the book from high schools in France.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So obviously it's a very legitimate threat.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, both of you here. I think that we've learned a lot. And for our audience, again, you can visit the Harun Yahya website. I believe many of the Islamic bookstores in Sydney actually stock up a lot of the books. So go in and have a look.
Yeah. The following programs in Sydney have a couple of other talks, inshallah. The
conferences.
Conference. Visit the Harun Rahya tour. There is a link on Facebook and we announce the event in the event section. So with that, again, I say thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Lovely
speaking
to you. Thank you
very much. And we'll take a short break and we'll be back, so stay tuned.
The Y Factor.